there. What did you learn from yesterday? I mean, a lot of those penalties, some of them could be questionable, but that you're still going to go hard, and this is what your game is about.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 50-50. You know, the ref called it, can't do much about it. So I just had to go back out there and play football, you know, even though he called a penalty. So, I had to get it in my head, you know, we have to stop him and not let him score. And that's what we end up doing, you know, getting the win.
You know, the position that you're in and the style that you play, mm-hmm. you're either going to be the hero or the goat sometimes. Isn't that kind of, you know, you go all out that way?
Yeah. I mean, you have to know, I mean, no matter what sports and what anything, you know, whatever you do, you know, it's going to be bad games, good games. You know, you have to just pick yourself up and not worry about that and just try to do better and bounce back.
I know that you said something about not taking the cheese, and you guys mm-hmm. didn't want to. I think Linval Joseph says, we play small ball. We're not always going to go for the home run. We're going to be serious and go play by play. Was that a different mindset defensively for you guys last game as compared to Monday night? What was the shift for you guys?
I would say we just overexcited, you know, coming back. From the preseason, getting ready for the regular season and everything, the karate, everything was just going on. We were just listening to it, I guess, I don't know. But more than likely, that's probably what it was. And we was overexcited, and we just wanted to go out there and play and saw what happened. So, I mean, it explained itself.
Do you feel like you guys made a statement yesterday about what you guys can do and what the Vikings are going to be about?
I feel like we just went out there and we played our defense, you know, like you say, last week we was overexcited. Like I said, last week we was overexcited that Monday night. So we was out of our element. So we wasn't being ourselves. So we went out there this week and we realized what we needed to do, and we did it.
Getting Jabari back too on the roster, it's kind of like welcoming an old friend back to the fold, huh?
We've been teasing him a lot about it. So he's excited to come back.
Calvin Johnson, 10 catches, just 87 yards, though. Is that a victory for you guys?
Yeah, we got the victory, 26. But, we got the victory, so I don't know how to answer that one.
When you have a game, everyone knows kind of how good you are, but do even more people know, after you have a game like that against Calvin Johnson, do even more people know that this guy's an emerging star? You.
Who, me?
You.
But I try not to think, like, I just go out there and play my game. You know, I let that happen. I let that, whatever people say, you know, I just go out there and get on, when I get between those lines, I just play football. So, I mean, I don't worry about everything.